Several days following a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday, the country and the community are still reeling. This is Lisa Berry, and in Ann Arbor, Mayor Christopher Taylor presided over a rally Sunday at the University of Michigan Diag as hundreds of people turned out to protest the Virginia rally and the violence that followed. And joining us on the line right now is Mayor Taylor. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks so much for having me.
What was the point of the rally?
Well, the point of the rally was to stand up and say that white supremacy and violence of that nature has absolutely no place in America, that it is condemned, and that we are standing up to fight it.
Can you set the tone and tell us what the rally was like to be there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rally was a somber place. You know, we are at a very challenging time in our nation's history. You know, we have a national government that is giving aid and comfort to white supremacists. You know, there are alt-right leaders working in the White House today, and this is a sobering time, and we need to make sure that we, you know, as a community, that we make sure that we state that these are not our values, and that we fight back and declare it whenever we can. And that was the broad message of the rally yesterday.
After some criticism and the resignation by one of his board members, the president did speak out Monday, declaring racism is evil. And he announced that the Justice Department will open a civil rights investigation into the deadly car attack that left one woman dead, adding, justice will be delivered. So does that make you feel any better?
Well, I am, of course, glad to hear that he said it, but it shouldn't take several days to utter a statement like that. That is the first thought that should have occurred to a president. That's the first thought that should occur to any elected official, to any person who is concerned about equity, who is concerned about the pernicious rise of white supremacy. White supremacy is a cancer among us, and we need to fight it every step of the way.
Now, you, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, also, I hear, reached out to the mayor of the city where this rally occurred, the mayor of Charlottesville, Michael Signer, and I understand there's an Ann Arbor tie there?
That's correct. You know, on Saturday night, I dashed off a note to Mayor Signer, letting him know that, you know, that Ann Arbor condemns the hatred and violence that descended upon that beautiful city, and let him know, you know, that we here in Ann Arbor are disgusted by what happened. You know, and as if he needs me to say it, I let him know that he in Charlottesville, you know, that they are not alone. You know, he's a busy man, but he was gracious enough to send me a reply, and it turns out that his mom's a Wolverine. So, you know, he started off well.
So is this a one-time rally? Are there more going to be planned and happening?
The rally was organized by an affiliation of indivisible groups here in the community. I don't know what their further plans are.
And what about rebuilding the Republican Party? I understand you made that call as well.
Yeah, you know, I think that's something important. You know, there are Republicans of good faith and Republicans who love their country, you know, but their party has elected an authoritarian bigot. The party has given aid and comfort to white supremacists. And they are members of the alt-right, leaders of the alt-right, are in the Republican White House today. And Republicans of good faith who love their country can't distance themselves from these facts. And I believe that they need to renounce the president and his apologists, renounce the hatred and resentment that has, you know, given rise to them, and to start their party anew. You know, I think it makes perfect sense. You know, in a two-party system, you need a party of progress and a party of conservatism. That's, you know, what has come to be the natural course of things. And that natural course is now out of balance. And we need Republicans of good faith and love of country to speak up.
When you say things like that, do you ever hear from residents in Ann Arbor who disagree with you?
Oh, sure. Well, people in Ann Arbor are not shy about communicating with their elected officials, nor should they be. You know, I hear from people who you know, appreciate and applaud that sentiment, and people that don't.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, thank you so much for talking to us on 89.1 WEMU.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.